What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hey you guys, it's time for another episode of News Bites. I'm Jacob Ingram.
And I'm Nancy Sun.
In today's news, a Formosan black bear is euthanized after a trap injury.
And recycling cannot keep pace with e-waste increase.
And in today's tasty tidbit, rust.
Stay tuned for more on those stories, coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
受困的台湾黑熊抢救四天不治。Formosan black bear euthanized after trap injury.
The mountain forests of Taiwan are home to many wonderful creatures. Among them are the Formosan clouded leopard, Yunbao, which is believed to be extinct, the pangolin, Transhanjia, and of course the well-known Formosan black bear.
The Formosan black bear has an area of V-shaped white fur on its chest.This makes it very distinctive from its other black bear cousins in Asia.
Recently, one of these bears had to be euthanized, after it was rescued from a trap, 陷阱. Euthanize means to put an animal to sleep, which means to kill it in a humane way.
The bear was caught in a hunting trap meant for other animals. An indigenous 原住民Bunun, Bunong Zu, patrol in Taidong, discover the injured bear. The patrol is part of a project on wildlife conservation.
The team was changing the batteries of infrared Hongwaixian cameras in black bear habitual grounds when they heard a groaning sound. They followed the sound and discovered a bear caught in a trap.
30 people were then mobilized to help carry the 93-kilogram male bear out of the forest. It was sent to a veterinary hospital, Shouyi Chensuo, where it was treated for 4 days. Unfortunately, the injuries were too severe, leading to sepsis, 败血症, and organ failure, 器官衰竭.
The vet had no choice but to euthanize the bear.This is not the first incident of a bear being caught in a trap. There are also incidents of the same bear getting trapped twice and more.
The indigenous people of Taiwan are legally allowed to hunt a limited amount every year. They usually hunt deer and goats, but not bears. However, due to the size of traditional traps, bears are often caught in them.
In recent years, the Forestry and Nature Conservation Agency has produced a new trap. 林业保育署设立的陷阱比较小，而且有感应器。This can prevent, 避免, bears and baby animals from triggering, 触发, the trap.
The agency is currently encouraging indigenous hunters, 原住民猎人, to use the new trap.They hope this method can reduce the number of animals being caught accidentally.
Going global!
联合国报告指出，电器回收赶不上废弃物的产量。
Recycling cannot keep pace with e-waste increase.
Electronics are considered daily necessities, 必需品 nowadays.This includes phones, tablets, laptops, screens, microwave ovens, and a lot more.
Millions of electronic products are produced every day. And of course, millions of broken electronics are thrown away each day. Discarded, 被丢弃的 devices with a plug or battery are all defined as e-waste. 电器垃圾
According to a report released by the United Nations, 62 million tons, 公吨, of e-waste was generated in 2022. That is enough to fill trailers, 连接车, to line up around the globe. The report also mentioned that only 22% of these 62 million tons was properly recycled, 回收再利用。
The efficiency, 效率, of recycling e-waste is really low. Metals including copper, 铜, Gold and iron make up half of the 62 million tons. If properly recycled, these metals are worth about $91 billion.
There is also a huge amount of plastic and glass in the waste. Where does all the unrecycled waste go? They end up in dump sites, 垃圾场, in countries that have few laws on e-waste or recycling targets, 目标.
This causes huge damage to the environment. There are hazardous materials like mercury, 水银, in the waste. You remember what mercury is, right? Mercury is a shiny silver metal which is a liquid at room temperature, 室温. Mercury produces a toxic vapor, 会释放有毒气体. It can damage the brain, kidneys, and nervous system, 神经系统.
So when it rains and rainwater runs through e-waste, it carries harmful materials like mercury into the soil. When the soil is contaminated, 污染, it also pollutes the water supply. Experts say the e-waste problem is only going to grow. This is due to many reasons, like higher consumption, 消耗, of electronics, limited repair options, and shorter product life.
Also, less than half of the world is implementing 实施 and enforcing approaches to manage the problem. With these numbers, e-waste is expected to reach 82 million tons by 2030. The recycling rate is expected to fall to 20%.
科技让我们的生活更便利，但也对环境造成伤害。 Next time you want to trade your old phone for a newer model, maybe hold on to it just a little longer.
The Recap.
So in today's News Bites, a Formosan black bear was found caught in a trap by an indigenous group in Taidong. The bear was rescued and treated for 4 days. Unfortunately, its injuries were too severe, so it had to be euthanized.
And recycling cannot keep pace with e-waste increase. The amount of e-waste produced in 2022 is 62 million tons. Only 22% is properly recycled. The rest ends up in dump sites and causes harm to the environment.
And now for today's tasty tidbit. Did you know the only metal that rusts is iron, 铁? Rust is a word we use to talk about iron and its mixtures, or alloys, like steel when it gets damaged by oxygen and water.
But there are other metals that can also get damaged like this, although they might not make the same reddish-brown bits we usually see with rust. And that's it for today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news story you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。 ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.